The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting right now with the CEO, Brian Skanderbeg, of Claude Resources. I want to tell you a little bit about Claude Resources and why we're chatting with him. I have known Claude Resources now for probably a dozen or so years. I have visited the CB mine. Neil McMillan, who was Brian's predecessor, is a good friend of ours, and I have owned shares in Claude off and on over the past dozen or so years. I'm going to go on record as saying that I am going to buy shares in Claude Resources 3 business days from now, which would be next Wednesday. We are also featuring Claude Resources in our newsletter. We're doing it because we think it makes sense. Again, remember, I am going to be purchasing shares in Claude next Wednesday, so there you have my notice. Doc already owns shares in Claude. Doc, for what it's worth, brought Claude to our attention when the gold market started to pick up. There are a number of reasons that he did that. Perhaps the most important reason is the first question that I have for Brian right now, and that is, you guys did one heck of a turnaround this year, 2014. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, 2014 has certainly been a banner year for Claude. We're on pace to set a production record at the CB mine site and have raised our guidance twice. We're currently at 61 to 64,000 ounces in our public guidance from an original guidance of around 47 to 51,000 ounces. We've turned ourselves around from being a cash burn gold story over the last several years and within the last several quarters, have generated material earnings and put the company on much sounder financial footing. We've brought 2 new ore bodies into production, and those are impacting our head grades that we're mining up at the CB mine site. And this is the real drivers for the turnaround story in Claude, of being us being able to reduce debt, generate healthy profits at the current gold price, and obviously we're bulls on where gold can go. And 2014 has been a fabulous year versus a disappointment in 2013, which was around 44,000 ounces. So you can see the material change year over year of what we're producing as a company.
Now, Brian, coming from the financial standpoint that I like to dive into in companies, one of the aspects that I like about Claude is the fact that you have managed to get those costs under control while keeping the mine output up. And that is what I believe a key aspect of a lot of mining companies right now, is we hear about these all-in sustaining costs getting out of hand and companies essentially mining ore that is just too low of a grade. But you have managed to turn the company around just in this last year, and last quarter generated a positive net income number. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you were able to manufacture this turnaround?
There's really 2 ways to go about that. We've tackled both sides of it. Either you're going to cut your costs or you're going to generate more revenue. And for us, our costs on an all-in basis are relatively fixed. But we took an approach to change our mining method. And what the impact that's done for Claude is to materially change our development requirements. So we've changed the mining method in how we're excavating the ore up at CB, and this has resulted in lower development costs. So that's one of the big changes, is focusing on cash flow and cash flow optimization, and looking at our mining methods, looking at all of our other costs that drive that cash flow, and really holding tight on that side. The other side of the equation is obviously grade. So when you look at what we've done this year, head grades year over year have changed from about 5.1 grams last year to this year we're mining about 7.5 grams. So you can see it's about a 50% change in head grade corresponding to the biggest driver of our financial performance. that is driven by mining two different ore bodies, namely the L62 and Santoy Gap ore bodies. These are new ore bodies that were discovered in 2011. They're hitting our production profile starting in 2014 and continuing going forward. So inherently, we've changed the asset base. We've added some very much stronger ore bodies. We've built those into the production profiles. They are currently in our mill, and that's what's driving the margin improvement year over year. So it's focusing on the revenue side, on the margin side for grade, and it's focusing on the cost side, development, CapEx, and everything that we can control on the cost side. So really focusing on both sides of the equation.
Just to give you a little bit of background on my background with Claude, I visited the CB mine, as I mentioned earlier. CB has been a producer for quite a few years right now. It has been what I would call a mid-tier producer in the sense that, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but we're looking at about 40, 50,000.
Yeah, CB over its history has averaged, you know, you're absolutely correct. I would say about 46,000 ounces a year. Yeah. And that's based on a mill throughput over our life of mine that's been in the 700 ton a day range, anywhere from startup at 500. We currently have the capacity to, on average, mill 900 tons a day. And when you run that through at what we believe are realistic grades, 6.5, 7 grams, you can see that CB's become a 60 to 65,000 ounce producer. And if you assume a cost profile that's relatively static and your revenue's going up according to your ounces, that's really what's changed for Claude, is better grades and pulling back on the capital intensity, which was via changing the mining method.
Well, I have to say that as importantly as that, though, you know, I'm not a technical guy, as listeners are aware, not even close to being a technical guy. I've been involved in the industry for 30, 35 years, but from a totally different standpoint. You know, Rick Johnson and I have an awful, your CFO have a lot in common in the sense that, you know, my expertise is doing registrations for the Securities and Exchange Commission for mining companies. When it comes to geology, et cetera, I'm not exactly an expert on that, but one thing that I am an expert in is people. And I have to tell you, one of the things about Claude that really impressed me going back to the Neil McMillan days, Neil, by the way, retired just earlier this year, and in his retirement, he has assumed the chairmanship of a very, very large company called Cameco, so you can see the quality of the man there. But in terms of Brian, Rick, Mark LePage, the whole crew, and I've met all of these people numerous times in the past, with the exception, Brian, of you. You have a very, very high quality management team. And, you know, when you have a company that is fundamentally as sound as we believe Claude is, and you have a management team that contributes to that soundness, boy, I have to tell you, if and when the price of gold goes up, I think the price of the stock of a company like yours, Brian, is going to go right along with it.
You know, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, we're more than comfortable and healthy at current gold prices. We've got a strong team. We've got a continued buildup of our production profile. We're bulls on gold. We believe that going forward, we've got upside in the gold price, and we're going to continue to focus on holding our line on costs, generating revenue, and reducing debt. And if we execute on these three strategic pushes of the company, that will translate into share price appreciation. And we're really looking forward to 2015.
Doctor, we're going to give you the final word.
Unlike a lot of miners today, he continues to also explore and drill. And I'd like to have an answer. Why, on a percentage basis, will that not impact his free cash flow as much as maybe other miners that are involved in that?
You know, when you look at how Claude's history of mining has taken place, we're a do-it-yourself company. We own our own drill rigs. We own 4 drill rigs, and we'll drill 55,000 meters this year and likely 65,000 meters next year. The cost of drilling meters for us is about $20 a meter. The average cost of the industry is somewhere between $60 and $100, depending on who you have doing it. So by being do-it-yourself people and owning our own drill rigs, we can execute things very cheaply. Discovering more gold, pursuing exploration, and growing a resource is something we can tackle in a financially very prudent way, and will be to the benefit of us going forward as well.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, again, I want to stress, don't take our report on Claude Resources being investment advice. You know, you have to say that so many times because it's not investment advice coming from us. And remember, again, speaking only for myself, I am going to be purchasing shares in Claude 3 business days from when you're hearing this show today, Saturday. Okay, Dan Kurz is with us right now. Dan, we were chatting off mic, you and I and Doc. You feel some interesting things things are going on in the economy and some interesting things are going on right now with the concept of the rule of law, which is kind of starting to be a non-existent concept. Give us your thoughts on that rule of law situation first, would you?
Absolutely. We obviously have a declining vigor as concerns the rule of law, property rights, liberty. And it's on display in the U.S. and increasingly actually globally. In the U.S., I mean, we just were witness yesterday to Obama's absolutely unconstitutional executive amnesty, which is going to really bulge the payments on the Medicare and welfare side, as well as introduce a host of other concerns, namely separation of powers and important stuff like that. We have the EPA after the election doing also a non-statutory effort to, in essence, supersede Congress's legislative authority to regulate navigable waterways, to in effect extend it to regulating ponds, creeks, ditches, puddles, and what have you, further hammering property rights. And with it, obviously, potentially, if this really goes through, the construction industry, farming, mining, fracking, up and down the law. So what we're doing, in my opinion, is adding insult to injury in that we're moving further away from the moorings of sound free market economy, which is underpinned by the rule of law and property rights, which is just adding collateral damage to the situation we have. And in effect, it really brings home the fact that we are in a fiat government era, and a fiat government cannot long function without fiat money, which obviously brings us back to the extremely attractive strategic situation as concerns physical gold and silver.
Now, Dan, what about the fact of the matter that it seems like all countries around the world are continuing to print and even escalating their printing? The U.S., from what we have seen or at least been told, is that QE is over here. But with the increased QE in the ECB now and China just recently lowering their interest rates, can the U.S. stand pat for a while longer and continue to not print money?
I think that's the $64,000 question. I would actually suggest this. I think for the time being, the U.S. has punted on QE and outsourced it to Japan. Japan is going to engage. I mean, they've tried for 15 years and hasn't worked, but never mind. They're going to put print money that's to the tune of something like 15% of Japanese GDP. And obviously, they have been very strong buyers of treasuries. In other words, the funding needs of the U.S. government, which last year were closer to $1.1 trillion, not the $500 or $600 billion deficit, is going to be carried for a while by Japan. But obviously, corporate America doesn't like a rising dollar and what happens to translated earnings. For a while, this is going to continue. But what I said off mic was, I mean, take a look at where we are with the economy. Take a look at the distorted, massaged numbers that we have been fed by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and other leading government agencies. This is all going to unravel, and it's starting. We have weak, real retail sales back to recessionary levels. We have huge auto inventory build. We have existing home sales, despite all the brouhaha, that are still 30% below the 06 peak. We have Q4 housing starts trending 9% lower on an annualized basis. Consumer liquidity is impaired. We all know that. Full-time job formation is getting clocked by the Obama effect, the 29ers and the 49ers. And we have big downside revisions in the GDP growth pipeline. So I ask you, with this kind of a domestic situation, i.e. reality pokes through, how much longer can the Fed, if its prime mandate is to protect the solvency of the fractional reserve member banks, stand on the sidelines and not join in the money printing? Because in essence, we're not going back to the rule of law. We're not going back to sound property rights to incentives. So if we don't do that on a global basis, how can one big central bank stay out of the printing game for a very long period of time, especially with what's on offer with the domestic economic weakness peering through the statistical manipulation and distortion?
You know, it's really interesting the turn that our country has been taking. We did a very interesting interview in the first segment, one that I thought was fascinating with the gentleman in segment three, where he feels that this whole thing is taking the United States in a direction that is certainly not where the founding fathers meant us to go, and he feels that it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, that it's all just kind of one big Ponzi scheme going in the same direction. The gentleman's name, by the way, was Craig Bergman, and he's going to be on the show later. I think you probably would agree with him, wouldn't you?
I would. You can call it one big cabal. It's one big, you know, set of cronies that has taken over and benefiting from the status quo. Whether it's on K Street, whether it's Wall Street, whether it's the Goldman Sachs, United States of Goldman Sachs syndrome, the revolving door between the Treasury and Goldman Sachs, all this stuff in essence is withering away the private sector and all these things, right? The rule of law, property rights, liberty, they're all tied together. They're one and the same. And when you start to take those away and weaken the Constitution and desecrate separation of powers, which is the way you avoid becoming a monarchy all over again or a dictatorship or totalitarianism, then you cannot expect things to go well other than if you are a de facto chartered member of the new communist society or the new communist party of the West or of the United States. And it's a shame for most people, but we have rhinos in Congress that are benefiting from the status quo. They don't want Obamacare taken off the books because it helps out the corporate results. It reduces their medical spending, and it increases with all this immigration that we now just have had courtesy of executive amnesty. It increases what? Purchasing power because of all these benefits, all these new customers. At the same time, the corporations can offload the bills onto the public sector, onto the taxpayer, and for them it's a good recipe, but it isn't a wealth of nations trajectory. And this is what I think gold and silver, especially as pulled down by grotesque and sustained manipulation by the powers that be, the central banks, the bullion banks, the fiat money cronies. This is a tremendously good strategic opportunity for those that can't avail themselves of all this cronyism to at least have a seat at the table and protect their purchasing power as an insurance policy to have a good 10-15% of their assets in these metals, which have been real money since time immemorial.
Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. It's time now for a roundtable. Al and myself are joined by Gary Savage, Chris Temple, and Richard Doc Postma. Guys, let's start off this segment by talking about gold. Gold had a pretty good week this week, and the stocks had a very good week, GDX and GDXJ, both up quite significantly. Gary, we're going to start it off with you because you were saying when we hit that intermediate bottom and started a new intermediate cycle, we were really going to run. So far, we have run. Is this just confirming this intermediate cycle that we're in? And if so, how much longer do we have to run upwards?
Well, that's what I told you at the beginning of the week. I said I'm going to watch for a recognition week in the miners, and by that I meant a weekly candle that gains 5-6% to 10 or 11%. If I'm not mistaken, I think the majors did about 5%, and the junior miners did 11. So that is confirmation that the intermediate bottom is in. And I'm going to say it again, when you get an intermediate bottom in anything, stocks, gold, currencies, oil, whatever it is, you don't fool around. You get in and you stay in, and you ignore the little swings because, you know, some of the time, maybe even as much as 50% of the time, the thing will just take off and then leave you. And that's exactly what the stock market did. And I kept warning people, you got to just stay in, quit trying to pick tops. And the thing just ran away. So now you got another chance in gold. Don't make the same mistake twice. Get in and stay in.
Well, I also think you have a chance in silver here. And because of that, it's too late today, Friday, as we're recording. But on Monday, I am going to pick up a little silver. Tell you how I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy silver rounds, and I'm going to buy it from Midas. Midas is a bullion dealer that has syndicated our radio show. So I will be doing that on Monday. I don't give a 3 days notice on that because there's no way my minuscule order on Monday is going to do anything to affect the silver market. Chris, you know, in the conventional markets yesterday, and also in the precious metals markets, we had an interesting situation come out of, number one, Mario Draghi's comment about we have to get inflation up a little bit in Europe, and we're going to do that by doing a certain amount of purchasing of asset-based items. The Chinese also came out with the indication that they were going to alter their interest rates as of today, Saturday. What are your comments on that?
Well, when that news came out early yesterday morning, I sent out some comments to my members, and the headline was, it's Inflate or Die Friday. You know, Mario Draghi still is getting by with more talk than actual action, but the really a surprising thing to the markets, and I think telling thing as well, is China's interest rate cut. Keep in mind that in just the last 5 or 6 weeks, China has already announced over $200 billion worth of new infrastructure projects of various types. And the fact that they saw fit to cut interest rates on top of that caught people by surprise. But this may be part of this movement that I've been saying for a while I think we're going to come to sooner rather than later, from an attitude of the markets of, oh, goody, more free money, to, oh, my God, more free money. At lunchtime yesterday, CNBC interviewed a marketing and manufacturing executive named Peter Baum, who they've had on there once in a while talking about different things. He is extraordinarily well connected to China. He's been a sourcing executive for U.S. industry to China. He talked about how you go back a dozen years or so and China was indeed the manufacturing hub of the world. That has changed. He talked yesterday about going over there to plants in a recent trip that he had just come back from, and plants where you had 500 to 1,000 employees now have 200. He said there is extraordinary demand destruction that even the bears on China don't understand, and they are in a hell of a mess. Their real estate bubble has been inflated about as far as it's going to, and basically by government edict. They're rolling over debt so that everything doesn't blow up. Now you've got this infrastructure spending, and still they have a need to lower interest rates. There's a much more dire situation over there than people understand. And we saw Japan just a couple or 3 weeks before arguably hit the panic button and really go into overdrive with money printing. China may be on the edge of it. Europe's talking about it. We're doing a little bit still through the Fed on the QT, and it's only a matter of time before they come back to the game. So I found it very interesting, and this is an indication of what we're going to see in the future, that by the time trading was done yesterday, the stock market's early gains have been cut in half, but commodities held most of theirs, and the bond market even rallied with interest rates going down. You never would have thought you'd see a combination like that, but you did.
You know, guys, it is an interesting market, especially on Friday when essentially everything was going up. Now, there were all these different economic stories from around the world. And the overall fact is that the U.S. is still, I guess, the prettiest pig on the farm, essentially, because people look at our economies and what our Fed is doing, and it's actually looking stronger, especially when you compare it to Europe. And now with these increased news and bad news coming out of China. Doc, let's get some of your comments on what's going on in the overall, I guess, world economies, and then let's tie it to gold a little bit, because I know you and I both think that gold might have a little bit of downside here as we end the year.
Well, the million-dollar question there, while Doc is gathering his thoughts on that one, is really, are we there yet, as Gary seems to think it is? Doc, you're in the camp of myself and Corey, and that you think you want to wait a couple more days to see if this is really the time. Comments?
Yeah, we're getting close to a decision on this gold market. The encouraging thing for the gold market is a couple of things. Number one, the tremendous amount of volume for it, particularly the miners. You don't see as much of it for gold, the metal itself, but the volume is has just taken off. Of course, you look back, actually volume took off in the gold market almost a year and a half ago, it started to, or in these precious metal stocks. And that's right, a year and a half ago, volume started to turn up on these stocks. Well, now it's really turning up. So that's an excellent sign. Now, something that's going to have to confirm this gold market is on the weekly charts. And what's encouraging is on the weekly charts, they're starting to turn laterally as far as momentum. And that's extremely encouraging. And so I think the end of this month, although the last week in November usually isn't a big week either way, but into December, it's going to make the determination on what happens with these stocks and with the gold market. But right now, things are starting to look much more encouraging. And as far as the economics throughout the globe, Chris mentioned China, they have big problems. Europe has big problems. I think it's only a matter of time before those problems start to also sit on our doorstep, because I don't believe we can decouple from them. And we may look good right now, but eventually they're going to settle in with us as well. And then the Fed is going to have to make another decision down the road. And I think that time will come.
Well, you know,
I'm going to throw one thing in real quick. If you look at all the global stock markets.
Real quick, because we got about 30 seconds.
If you look at all the global stock markets, it's telling you that all this money printing is going to work. China has been in a strong uptrend, their market, for 6 months now. The European markets are all coming back. So I think everybody is looking backwards when you need to look forward. All this money printing is going to pump up all these economies until we get extreme inflation. So, you know, quit looking backwards. Like, we need to look forward.
Well, we do need to look forward. Inflation is on everybody's minds right now. People, the United States, Europe, et cetera, are all starting to feel that a bit of inflation is really necessary right now. Obviously, it's really necessary for a whole lot of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that people, during an inflation, borrowers are in a much, much better situation. And who's the biggest borrower in the world? The good old U.S. of A. Stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. Continuing our roundtable with Gary Savage, Chris Temple, Richard Doc Postma. Guys, let's start off this segment by talking about the conventional markets. We have seen volatility in the markets drop back down to levels that we saw when we were talking about complacency in the markets. And we have seen a continued just slow upward movement in the S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ. All of these markets continue to move upwards with very little resistance, it looks like. I know that there are many people out there calling for market tops. It feels like on a daily basis now, but the fact of the matter is we haven't hit that top yet. Chris, let's start with you. What are your comments? Do you think a top is closer than most, or closer, or right around the corner, I guess we could say?
Well, I think a near-term top probably is, for no other reason than the calendar. I think we're going to see what we did last year, and that is that everyone feels compelled to own stocks when the year is 2014 because we were having a halfway decent year. Managers are under great stress to try and keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. But then when we get into the early part of 2015, I'm sure we're going to see a correction. We'll see some profit taking. But longer term, I think that the stock market's going to continue to go up. I would echo to some extent what Gary said in the last segment that, you know, these markets over time are all going to keep melding up with, you know, interruptions here and there, for the same reason they have for the last 30, 35 years. And that is because the central banks are all printing money. And I've said it more than once. The story is not that we're going to have this Harry Dent or Bob Prechter type of scenario where the Dow plunges to 3,000 and gold goes to 400 or whatever. That assumes that central banks are all going to tell us one of these days, we made a mistake. We've been priming the pump and artificially supporting everything. We're not going to do that anymore. If they said that, that's what the result would be. But that isn't what they're going to do. And so the story that people need to get into their heads is that, for example, in 20 years from now, the Dow will probably be 50,000, just to pick a number. The story, however, will be that that 50,000 Dow in 20 years will not buy you in groceries and services what the Dow at nearly 18,000 will today. That's what people need to be prepared for. That's the kind of world we're going to have. It's going to increasingly be one as well, I think, Corey, of, you know, these rising stock valuations the last 3 or 4 years have not
translated into good economies. They are not going to translate into good economies. They can't mathematically do that. So what's going to happen is that the more these banks print the money, we're going to see what we did yesterday, that more of the attention and more of the sustainable gains with all this money printing will go into hard assets, not into stocks, which are already overpriced. They won't crash because of all the money printing, but the outperformers increasingly as time goes on with all the money printing but still weak growth is going to be bonds and commodities.
You know, I think the time has come that Big Al is going to take a step in terms of investing in a couple of ways in the resource sector. One of them, as I mentioned, is I'm going to buy a little bit of silver on Monday, silver rounds. Secondly, as I mentioned in an interview that aired in segment 5, I'm going to buy some stock in a company called Claude Resources on Wednesday. I have waited about a week and a half to take this action. I like the strength that I am seeing, the resiliency that I am seeing in the precious metals markets. And I think I'm not telling anybody what to do, and this is not investment advice. This is just what I'm doing personally. I could get your comments on that. I mean, you guys, gold closed up on Friday over a little over $1,200 an ounce as we were recording this thing at the end of the market. Gold was trading at 1201.40 by 1201.60. That's a pretty tight market. Personally, I'm comfortable investing at this point, certainly not telling anybody else what they ought to do. What do you guys think about that?
Gary, why don't you go first?
Well, it's still a bit early in the daily cycle for stocks, and I know we got kind of a reversal candle, but I think there's probably a pretty good chance that that's going to be a fake out, and we continue up next week. We're only on day 27, and we don't usually get a daily cycle bottom until somewhere between day 35 and day 40. So I'm going to say we could still have another 5 days up before this market tops, and it looks to me that we are repeating exactly that move out of the 1998 four-year cycle low. The stock market had just a devastating correction, scared everybody to death, but then it came back, roaring back very quickly. That, you know, told everybody the coast was clear and, you know, start speculating.
Yeah, but Gary,
we've got the same thing here.
Yeah, but I'm talking specifically about investing in the resource sector in two ways.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I'll tell you, an area that's primed is energy. And I think the energy stocks are going to add their push to the stock market on top of everything else. Gold, energy, yeah, I think the whole resource sector is primed to go.
How about you, Chris?
Well, real quick, so I want Doc to have a chance here, too. But speaking of energy, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think that in some respects I'd rather be in energy than in gold stocks or just about anything else. And especially if we get any cry of uncle from Saudi Arabia at the OPEC meeting next Thursday while we're all eating our turkey dinners, and they decide that they've seen enough of a price decline and they change the sentiment in the market.
There is no way that we can ignore energy. I wish that we had a full segment to spend on that. But, Doc, I don't want to steal any more time from you. Coming out in our newsletter, I know we will be chatting about Claude, but what are some of your comments on the mining stocks and maybe even energy as well?
I have been nibbling at mining stocks since October, and I've been mentioning that, and I continue to, and I will even take a larger position once I see the weekly charts start to turn. Also, I'm starting to purchase some energy stocks. Some of the technicals are really looking good for some of these, and the volume is just like you're seeing, and also the precious metal stocks. So I'm starting to take positions in those as well, and I will continue to do that because I like what I'm seeing right now.
Well, I personally like what you're seeing right now, too, here, and I just think it's a good time. I don't think I'm going to get hurt. I'm very careful in what I'm investing in. I mean, I think silver is a good bet for me right now, not necessarily for anybody else, but for me, I think it's a good bet just because I'm going to have it in my hot little hands, and that's one of the reasons that we buy physical as opposed to, you know, any of the paper products. In terms of mining companies, there are a lot of very, very solid companies out there right now that are trading at incredibly decreased prices, and I really don't see much downside in that particular opinion. It's I don't know. I think it's one of those times right now. Could be wrong, but I think it's one of those times. Let's chat real quick on one political issue. We have 2 minutes left here. I would simply like to know, Chris, what you think about the amnesty situation. Doc, think about it, because I want to get your opinion on that, too. We devoted the entire first hour of the show to that particular topic. Starting with you, Chris.
Well, what the president did morally was more right than wrong. What he did constitutionally was illegal. If John Boehner were serious about things, he'd impeach him or call for impeachment rather than in relative terms hitting him with his purse.
Doc, your comments?
Well, my comments are that I think ultimately, of course, he did it for political reasons, but also I think he also did it in order to make Congress act in this area of immigration. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think it forces Congress to look at it and then take a stand and come back with a bill that will ultimately be signed.
Well, I think that's going to happen, but I got to tell you, I have to say, as I said during the first two segments when we were chatting about this with Glenn Downs, I think the Democrats won. I don't think there's any question about that. I think the Republicans, and I'll repeat what I said in the first segment, I think the Republicans very definitely have not taken advantage of anything yet. I will also say that the Republicans, and I happen to be one of them, I think that they should not place a whole lot of comfort in the results of the last election, because I think that might have been a bit of a knee-jerk reaction on the part of the electorate, for lack of better terms. I think that Chris, when he said that from a moral standpoint, the president did the right thing, from a legal standpoint, he did absolutely the wrong thing, that's what bothers me. I will say one thing, though, and that is the guy had a lot of guts to do that. What do you folks out there think?
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.